Welcome to the Schwab Market Update Podcast, where each trading day we recap key market results and statistics. I'm Keith Lansford, and here's a summary of what happened today, Wednesday, April 3rd. The S&P 500 index bounced back Wednesday from a two-day slide to post its first gain of the week and the quarter. Treasury yields pulled back from four-month highs while investors weighed a mix of fresh economic numbers and comments from Federal Reserve leaders. Early Wednesday, the ADP National Employment Report posted an unexpectedly strong 184,000 increase in private payrolls, above expectations for a gain of about 150,000, and the biggest gain since July. The report, which precedes Friday's key non-farm payrolls update, appeared to further deflate hopes for Fed rate cuts, but was mitigated by other numbers suggesting softening in the services sector. Among major companies, Intel tumbled 8.2% to lead the Dow Jones Industrial Average decliners after the company said its semiconductor manufacturing business posted a $7 billion operating loss last year. A 3.1% drop in Walt Disney also weighed on the Dow. Stocks got a little lift in part due to Treasury yields backing off, said Lizanne Saunders, Schwab's chief investment strategist. The 10-year Treasury yield briefly neared 4.42% early Wednesday, its highest level since late November before dropping sharply. The decline in yields stemmed partly from a weaker-than-expected report from the Institute for Supply Management's Services PMI, according to Saunders. The report included a drop in the prices component, which, all else being equal, should ease some inflation concerns, she said. Here's where the major benchmarks ended. The S&P 500 index rose 5.68 points or 0.1% to 5,211.49. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 43.10 points or 0.1% to 39,127.14. And the NASDAQ Composite added 37.01 points or 0.2% to 16,277.46. The 10-year Treasury note yield fell more than one basis point to 4.351%, and the SIBO Volatility Index, or the VIX, declined 0.28 to 14.33. Energy shares remained one of the market's strongest performers, behind strength in WTI crude oil futures, which rose a fifth consecutive day and ended above $85 per barrel, the highest since October. The Philadelphia Oil Service Index jumped 1.6%, extending its year-to-date gain to almost 14%. Oil futures rose following reports OPEC ended a meeting Wednesday with no changes to its production policy, which calls for voluntary cuts of more than 2 million barrels per day through the second quarter. Saunders noted that upside leadership from cyclical areas of the market continued to dominate, citing that 100% of companies in both energy and materials sectors are trading above their 50-day moving averages. As far as stocks on the move, Cal-Maine Foods advanced 3.6% after the largest U.S. fresh egg producer reported a 55% drop in quarterly net income, but said demand was strong and indicated the adverse impact of last year's avian influenza outbreak was waning. Dave & Buster's surged 10% after the restaurant chain said it boosted its share repurchase authorization by $100 million, overshadowing softer-than-expected fourth-quarter results. Ford Motor gained 2.8% after the automaker reported first-quarter U.S. sales increased 7% from the same period a year ago. Ford also said its electric vehicle sales surged 86% year-over-year. Spotify Technology gained 8.2% after Bloomberg reported the music streaming company will increase prices for its premium subscription service in several markets, including the United States. Ulta Beauty tumbled 15% following reports the beauty products retailer warned at a conference its category growth is slowing faster than expected. The company also expects moderating sales this year. While Disney sagged after the entertainment company's shareholders re-elected its full board, stiff-arming recent efforts of activist investors, including Nelson Peltz. Disney shares are still up 32% this year, and last week touched a 19-month high. and Wolfspeed shed 2.6% after Wells Fargo downgraded shares of the semiconductor company to equal weight from overweight, saying its Tesla exposure could affect growth. Among other companies, Levi Strauss was expected to report results after Wednesday's close. Thursday brings expected earnings from two food companies, including Lamb Weston Holdings, one of the world's biggest French fry producers, and ConAgra Brands. On April 12th, several major banks usher in what many view as the unofficial start of the first quarter earnings season. Banks expected to report that day include Citigroup, J.P. Morgan Chase, and Wells Fargo. Results from Dow member Goldman Sachs Group are expected April 15th, followed by Bank of America and Morgan Stanley a day later. Fed leaders who spoke publicly Wednesday, including Fed Chair Jerome Powell, continued to strike a cautious tone toward the prospect of lowering benchmark rates anytime soon. Powell, in an address at Stanford University, indicated it's too soon to know whether an uptick in inflation readings earlier this year was more than an aberration. Quote, "We do not expect that it will be appropriate to lower our policy rate until we have greater confidence that inflation is moving sustainably down toward 2%, end quote, Powell said, according to a statement. Quote, "Given the strength of the economy and progress on inflation so far, we have time to let the incoming data guide our decisions on policy," end quote. Also Wednesday, Cleveland Fed President Raphael Bostic told CNBC he thinks the central bank may end up making just one rate cut this year, citing recent price increases for some items. By contrast, a projection released by the Federal Open Market Committee, or FOMC, last month suggested Fed leaders expect 3/4-point cuts before the end of the year. Treasury yields remain elevated as a recent string of solid economic news prompted bond traders to scale back expectations for lower rates. That means Friday's Labor Department report comes at a particularly critical time for the overall markets, according to Kathy Jones, Schwab's chief fixed income strategist. "The economy is doing well, and that's the big problem for the bond market," Jones said. "It keeps the Fed on hold for longer as it waits for either inflation to fall decisively or the job market to slow. That's likely to mean more choppy trading in bonds." Friday's jobs report is expected to show payroll growth receded to about 200,000 in March, following a higher-than-expected 275,000 in February, according to a consensus estimate on Briefing.com. Unemployment is expected to drop to 3.8% from 3.9% the previous month. "We do expect that the jobs figures will show a slowdown in the months ahead that will open the door to Fed rate cuts," Jones added. Investors continued to temper rate cut expectations. Late Wednesday, traders priced 99% odds the federal funds target will remain unchanged at 5.25% to 5.5% following the FOMC's next meeting, which concludes May 1st, according to the CME FedWatch tool. The tool shows a 62% chance of a quarter-point cut following the FOMC's June 11th and 12th meeting, down from about 64% a week ago. This has been the Schwab Market Update Podcast. To stay informed, visit schwab.com/marketupdate or follow the show for free in your favorite podcasting app. And if you like what you've heard, please consider leaving us a rating or a review. It really helps new listeners find the show. Join us for another update tomorrow. For important disclosures, see the show notes and schwab.com/marketupdatepodcast.